This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Got Alan Pollock here with the tech update. How are you doing? How's your summer down in Florida?
Oh, it's great. No complaints. Kids are back at school. The pressure for my oldest daughter becoming a senior and final SAT, ACTs, and college searching, and college tutor and SAT tutor. So we're getting there.
Let me tell you, the college, and it only gets more and more expensive from here.
Of course.
Anyway, good to have you here. What's on the tech update, friend?
So first, happy birthday. I didn't realize your birthday was tomorrow, so congrats on that. So let me start off with a couple shower thoughts. I bumped into these over the weekend.
Shower.
But they were funny enough.
Shower.
Yeah. So, you know, in this industry, especially all industries, right, we're thinking, what is the napkin roadmap? Or we've been in a bar at the end of a conference and we're talking and we're like, you know, it'd be great if our industry did this. Well, somebody at Google was like, yeah, let's just have a bunch of people get in cars and drive every single road in America, right? And that idea probably seemed completely far-fetched. And it obviously worked. So that was one of the shower thoughts. The other one, get this one. Most people know so little that if they were transported 200 years in the past, they wouldn't be able to invent anything any quicker. And then the last one, during a nuclear explosion, there is a certain distance, if the radius, to make all of the frozen supermarket pizzas cooked to perfection. Couple of TGIM Monday laughs.
Yeah.
I also noticed, which for all of us on Bluetooth meetings and our ears kind of get tired with the earbuds pushing your ear all day, Verge, so VERGE.com, they have the Bose QC35-2 wireless headphones with $100 off today. So if you're on the market, you need to get some employees some headphones, or you need them and you want the over-the-ear with the noise cancellation, go to Verge.com, and right on their homepage, they have a link to these Bose wireless headphones. All right, let's talk about some fun stuff, right? Really interesting, David, noticing a number of property tech stuff happening around the industry that we're hearing more about. And this article was really kind of cool. It talked about the top things in property tech. And just to kind of give some alignment, a benchmark to where we are in the mortgage side of the process, right? These are their top topics. BI for data management, volume, mobile users. How do you drive tomorrow's consumer that's all mobile, all searching with BI data to help fine tune the experience for them? They're talking about blockchain, fraud, red tape, too many mediators to get a property, and to get the data updated. Real-time data is needed, up to date now. Remember back in the day, you'd be able to go to a supermarket and you'd see all the real estate listings in the printed magazine? That's yesterday's news at this point. So BI is a big deal. AI, how do you help find the right properties for the right people with that data? How do you better manage property? How do you serve a better experience? And what's data analysis going to provide? Virtual augmented reality, the next one, which obviously become a huge thing during the pandemic. And the last one that was on their list that I thought was interesting was smart homes. So the Internet of Things, IoT. So property tech is focused on that. I did not see a lot about pre-approvals. I saw more about engaging and speaking to the audience than I did about being able to afford a mortgage. All right, moving on. Mortgage Collaborative. Well, $2.2 million in a Series A to Home Lending Pal. This is their second investment, by the way. They're going to be helping LendingPal gear up for a larger Series A, as I read in the press release. And, you know, the best thing about this, right, is LendingPal and anyone that the Mortgage Collaborative was to invest in, they get access to the information, the crowdsourcing of ideas, the ability to test with lenders, to have the best tech partners. Such a fantastic thing that the Mortgage Collaborative is doing. So you want to check that out if you don't know about Home Lending Pal. Also want to Google them. They've already raised $3.5 million. Their digital mortgage advising platform, it helps borrowers find home and mortgage options, especially minorities and millennials, and they're able to do that without the human biases of age, sex, and race. So important in today's time. David, Inc. 5000, what an amazing accomplishment. We have many companies in the mortgage industry that made it. I've only written down a few for today. One is one that I'm extremely proud of because I work there, Open Close. Our friend Lori Brewer at LBAware, Maxwell, Digital Mortgage Platform, and many others made the Inc. 5000 list. It is not easy to make. Yes, you apply for these things, but you also need the numbers and the growth and the ability to prove that you're legitimate to do that. And so a lot of great companies made this accomplishment. So congrats to all that have done that. David, Figure. We all know Figure, right? Figure it out. Homebridge Financial. Figure merge, we talk about that, right? Well, they just did a deal with Sagent for blockchain and servicing. Sagent will now power Figure's mortgage servicing tech for blockchain. What's really, really interesting, the next steps, where do we go with blockchain, right? So what press release talked about is we'll also begin bringing scale mortgage assets into the Providence blockchain, that's the name of their blockchain platform, to reduce mortgage industry costs by up to 100 basis points from origination through securitization. Mike Cagney said that. Remember the ex-founder, co-founder of SoFi, and now he's the co-founder and CEO of Figure. By the way, Figure is now at a $3.2 billion valuation. So Mike Cagney said expect more acquisitions and more growth. And just back on prior weeks, David, we've talked a lot about all the consolidation of tech vendors and different things going on. It's going to continue. I'm going to mention one last thing. Housing Wire had an awesome exclusive article about rocket companies and their plans to transcend mortgage, not that they haven't already been a staple in new things. You want to check it out. They talk about the ownership over so much of the process and where they're going next. I won't give it all away. Just go Google it. Housing Wire does an amazing job at their exclusives. You want to go check it out. And next week, David, we're going to talk about what the pandemic has done to the landscape of mortgage lending. Otherwise, thank God it's Monday. Look forward to our hot topic.
TGIM. Good job. Alan, appreciate it so much. For those of you that want to connect with Alan, email him at Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Alan, that's a great report. Good stuff. Already got that one website. I'm going to go check out those Bose headphones. I'm always looking for that. That's the first time I think you've ever given where to go buy some cool equipment. Next week, we're going to have Stephen Cooley joining us, Art versus Math Company, and he is going to be talking about marketing business intelligence. I talked to him. I recorded this interview last week, and there's a lot of wisdom in Stephen. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders, as well as Lenders One, TMC. We're so grateful for all of these partners, as well as Mobility, MMI, Modex. There's so many others. Take a look at our sponsorship page, and we're grateful to have you. We got some new ones. SnapDocs is coming on, going to be a partner with us and a sponsor. So I'm excited about the upcoming sponsors that are joining the list of sponsors we already have. Have a great week, everybody. Be sure to check out the podcast website. Forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.